This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. A Taliban spokesman said on Sunday that a bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque killed and injured several Afghan civilians. Sunday's blast was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber with Islamic State Khorasan province killed around 200 people near the Kabul airport. 13 U.S. soldiers were among the dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the Eidgah Mosque in the center of the city. The Afghan Islamic State affiliate, also known as ISIS-K, has claimed a series of attacks in the country's eastern provinces of Nangarhar and Kunar in the past week, killing dozens of civilians and Taliban fighters. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Sunday that the government will help rebuild the island of La Palma, where a volcanic eruption has destroyed hundreds of buildings and forced thousands to evacuate their homes, making his third visit to La Palma, one of the Atlantic Canary Islands, since the eruption began on September 19th. Sanchez said the government would approve 206 million euros of aid funding this week. He also said the island is safe for tourists to visit. The Cumbre Vieja volcano has destroyed more than 900 buildings. About 6,000 people have been evacuated from homes on the island out of a population of about 83,000. On Sunday, the volcano spewed red-hot lava and thick clouds of black smoke for the 15th day in a row. Spain's National Geographic Institute said it had registered 9 earthquakes around the eruption overnight, the strongest of which had a magnitude of 3.5. This is VOA News. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday that Germans must keep working for democracy as the country celebrated the 31st anniversary of the reunification of East and West. In what is expected to be one of her last major speeches, the outgoing chancellor said that mentally and structurally, unification hasn't been completed yet. 3 decades on, there remains a political and economic divide between Germany's formerly communist East and the West. The difference was illustrated in last month's national election, where the far-right Alternative for Germany party captured 16 constituencies in the East, even as its overall share of the vote dropped around the country. France's military said on Sunday that Algeria has closed its airspace to French military planes, escalating the biggest row between the countries in years. On Saturday, Algeria recalled its ambassador to Paris, citing comments from French President Emmanuel Macron. He was quoted in Le Monde as saying Algeria's political military system had rewritten the history of its colonization by France based on what he called a hatred of France. Macron was also quoted questioning whether there had been an Algerian nation before French colonial rule. The Algerian government did not specify which Macron comment had prompted the recall of its ambassador, but it accused him of interfering in Algerian internal affairs. Algeria won its independence from France in 1962 after a bloody military struggle. A source in the Algerian government said the comment about Algeria's existence as a nation had caused particular anger. The United States urged China on Sunday to stop what it called provocative military activities near Taiwan after the island scrambled jets to warn away close to 100 Chinese military aircraft entering its air defense zone over a 3-day period. Taiwan, a democratically governed island that is claimed by China, has complained for more than a year of repeated missions near it by China's Air Force. On Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday, Taiwan's defense ministry reported that China's Air Force had sent aircraft into the zone with 39 on Saturday alone, the highest reported number to date. And a report in The Economist says COVID in 2020 has brought an abrupt halt to the steady rise of the rate of life expectancy. Researchers in Britain, Denmark, and Germany said that between 2019 and 2020, life expectancy dropped in all but 2 of the 28 countries surveyed. Life expectancy rose in Denmark and in Norway. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.